Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of the fruit of peace. God wants us to have peace in our life. When we talk about what peace means, it is the Hebrew word shalom, meaning peace, well-being, having health, prosperity, or being at safe in the peace, having safety, protection in your life. I'll tell you, God wants you to have the peace of God. In the New Testament, we see that this is the time of grace and mercy and peace. God gives us a covenant of peace. We looked at this in the last broadcast. Judges 6:23, Jehovah Shalom, the compound name of Jehovah, the Lord, our peace. In Ezekiel 34 and 37, and Isaiah 54, we saw three scriptures where it talks about the covenant of peace. He has made a covenant of peace. It is an everlasting covenant, praise God. This covenant of peace will cause all of the enemies to flee as we walk in line with the Word to cause us to have peace. The Bible says we're going to dwell safely. The Bible declares that His blessings will come upon us as we walk in the ways of the Lord, and we shall have great peace, praise God, an everlasting covenant, and it shall not pass away. You can possess that peace, and who's it through? It's through Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and He has made peace for us. He's the one that brought peace, and how did He do it? He did it by going to the cross. Jesus was the chastisement of our peace, that we might have a calmness, we might have a mental tranquility, we might have the peace of God, especially in the soul realm. And it's through the blood of His cross. Now we've been justified, we have peace with God. Remember now, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And He brings peace to every one of us. We saw the scripture in John 14:27, where He says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." This is not a worldly peace because of circumstances or because of the situation that makes you feel like you're at peace. This is a spiritual force of peace. A spiritual force of peace that comes because of you doing what the Word says to produce the peace of God, the peace that passes all understanding in your heart. In John 16:33, He says, "In me you might have peace." As you are abiding in the Lord, you're going to have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but He says, "Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." If you're going to possess the fruit of peace, you've got to overcome in your life. And this means you've got to rise up and take authority over the enemies. I tell you, God wants you to have peace. And that scripture in Jeremiah 29:11 that we saw, where it says, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." What's God's thoughts towards us? They are thoughts of peace. He wants to bless us. And we're going to talk today and begin to talk about principles for how to obtain peace in your life. There's an abundance of peace that He has for us. He blesses His people with peace, praise God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity. That word means peace in the Old Covenant, in the peace of His servants. We're going to look at these principles of how to obtain peace. And as you do what the Word says, you're going to see the fruit of peace. Peace isn't going to come just because you decide, "I'm going to be at peace." That's just you trying to do it from your own mind, your own will. It's not going to work. You've got to do it through God's ways. It's a spiritual peace that comes from you doing what the Word says to bring it forth in your life. In Leviticus chapter 26, in verse 3, the Bible says, "If you walk in my statutes and you keep my commandments and do them, then I'll give rain in due season. The land will yield or increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." Then it goes on down in verse 6 and it says, "And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I'll rid evil beasts out of the land, and neither shall the sword go through your land." God is going to give us peace when? When we obey. When we obey and walk in His statutes, when we keep His commandments, when we are a doer of the Word, praise God. Also, we need to see another principle here. It says, I'll give peace in the land and you'll lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Why? Because we're going to pursue our enemies, we're going to smite them with a sword, we're going to overcome the enemy in our life. And this is important. You've got to drive out every demonic spirit that would influence your life, that would hinder you from having the peace of God that passes all understanding. Very important. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14, we see a scripture here that when, after the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, it says that the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the Bible talks about how there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. It was after they had overcome. And this speaks of another thing. As God brings His restoration, His deliverance in your life, then that will produce peace in you. They did not have peace until the Philistines were subdued. You will not have peace until your enemies, the demon spirits that serve the enemy, Satan, are put under your feet. And when you rise up and take your authority that God has given to you, and you take dominion over the works of the enemy and cast out every spirit and resist the enemy steadfast in the faith, he will flee from you and you will have peace. In order for you to have the peace of God, you're going to have to be delivered. Restoration and deliverance are going to precede the peace of God in your life. Psalms 34, verse 14. The Bible says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. This is something you're going to have to seek after. You have to seek after the peace of God and pursue it. It is something to be obtained. It is not something that just happens. It is something that you seek after, you pursue, and you take a hold of as you act upon the Word of God. In Psalms 37, verse 11, here's another principle. The Bible says here that the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. There is an abundance of peace that's available for all of us, and it is for those who are meek. If one is meek, they are teachable, they are humble, they are lowly in mind, they have yielded themselves unto the Lord. We'll be talking more about that when we get to the fruit of meekness. But God wants us to have this humbleness. He wants us to have this lowliness of mind, this yieldness and submission unto the Lord. When you have that, then the Bible says those are the ones who are going to delight themselves in the abundance of peace. There's an abundance of peace that's available for us. Here's another scripture, another principle, Psalms 37, verse 37. The Bible says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. If you want to have peace, you're going to have to walk in the ways of the Lord. Mark the perfect man. That's the mature man, the man who has come to walk in the ways of the Lord and grown up in the things of God. Well, the Bible talks about going on into perfection. We need to have done the Word of God, have repented from dead works, and have faith towards God and walking in His ways. Also, the Bible talks that we're to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, because we're going to love our enemies. We're going to bless those that curse us. We're going to do good to those that do evil to us. We're going to pray for those that would persecute us or use us. We're going to walk in love. And certainly, if you're going to be as a perfect man, you're going to walk in love and you're going to walk upright. Behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Otherwise, as you walk in love, you walk in the ways of the Lord. You walk uprightly according to the Word of God, then you are going to see the peace of God is going to be manifest in your life. In Psalms 55, here we see another principle. In verse 16, it says, for as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He'll hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. I'll tell you, that shows you something right there. The Bible says we're to call upon the Lord, we're to pray, and He'll hear. And then He says He will deliver our soul in peace. This is because you're going to rise up in spiritual warfare. You're going to pray the Word of God. You're going to pray with all manner of prayer and take dominion over the works of the enemy. As you pray the Word of God, God is going to respond. And notice it says He will deliver your soul, that's your will, your intellect, your emotions, in peace from the battle that was against me. meaning you're going to have to enter into the battle. You're going to rise up and you're going to fight the fight of faith. And the Bible says there were many with me. Well, those are the angels of God. The angels of God are with us. And the angels of God are working on our behalf to bring forth a manifestation of the peace of God in our life. Praise God. There's another scripture here in this chapter, verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. God wants you to cast your cares upon the Lord. This is another thing that's important for you to have the peace of God in your life. In Psalm 72, verse 7, the Bible says that in his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. Who's going to have the abundance of peace? The righteous. Those that walk in righteousness. The Bible says they are going to flourish. You know, the Bible says we seek not only the kingdom of God, but also his righteousness. And as we walk uprightly before him, we're going to flourish in our spiritual walk. And what will happen? We'll have the abundance of peace. In fact, in Psalms 85, verse 10, it says, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Showing that righteousness and peace go together. As you walk in the ways of the Lord, as you confess your sin, you're cleansed from all unrighteousness, you're walking uprightly before him, you're going to have the peace of God in your life. So your peace will be manifest as you walk in the righteousness of God uprightly before the Lord. In Psalms 119, verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That's a tremendous promise. Great peace. They are those the ones who love thy law. If you will love the law of God, the word of God, and you'll walk in line with the word, you'll have great peace. And praise God, the Bible says nothing shall offend you. Whenever you get offended, you lose your peace. So God doesn't want you to be offended. He wants you to walk in the ways of the word of God, and then you'll have great peace in your life. Well, we've been talking about these principles that are important for you to possess the peace of God. This is a spiritual peace. This is available for you. As you do what the Word says, then God will produce that covenant of peace with a spiritual peace that passes all understanding in your heart. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.